with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Daddy, this one, he wanted to put it on a shelf, and the ceilings were low, and so he sawed the top of it off. Some of it's not there.
Ah.
And after we got it, after Mother gave it to us, why, Jet kind of carved it out a little bit to make it look a little bit more like it, that's the way it should be, you know, on top.
Really,
but the other one is much more ornate than this one is. It's just gorgeous. It's walnut. This is an old Seth Thomas, and that other one is not that. It's even older than this one is.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps perfect time. Well, it might, when you first wind it up, it'll gain a little bit of time, but not too much.
Mm-hmm. Did you tell me what it's setting on?
A mantle.
In the fireplace, what are the things that you lay wood across?
Those andirons.
What do you call the logs that are in there now?
My logs are gas logs.
Mm-hmm. There is a big round piece of wood that you put in the back of the fire.
Back log.
Mm-hmm. What would you light a fire with?
Well, we would, most of the time, in the winter time, we would cover the coals up and rekindle with the coals from the night before. But in the summertime, we'd use a little kerosene with corn cobs. and start the fire with that so much of the time. Just saturate the corn cobs, and nothing was wasted on the farm. Even the corn cobs were used, and they were used for lighting fires and other things too. And so we would do that, and sometimes paper, but paper was kind of a rarity too, because we didn't get a daily paper, and you didn't have papers, and every bit of paper when we lived on the farm was saved, even the paper bags and everything that came in it, even the bags that the fertilizer or the flour or whatever we bought came in was saved to make outer garments.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use like little pieces of wood to start the fire?
Well, sometimes we'd use some kindling. Yes, Daddy would, and let it dry. You know, we'd put it on the house, and that would be, but we'd still use the corn cobs to get it started, you know, most of the time the wood would be green, and you had to have dry wood to get the green wood started, so that would be called a kindling, yes. Uh-huh.
When the fire burned out, well, what would you cover your coals over with?
Ashes.
On the sides of the fireplace, black stuff adheres.
Uh-huh.
There, what do you call all of these things in here? This is all your
furniture.
Mm-hmm. This piece of furniture here that one person can sit in is a
chair.
A longer piece of furniture that more than one person can
sit on.
Mm-hmm. In your bedroom, do you have a piece of furniture to keep clothes in that has drawers in it?
It's a chest.
Do you...
Our dresser.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear it called something different years ago?
Yes, high boys. My grandmother had a high boy, and shower robes that they would hang things on one side and perhaps have doors on the other side. And I don't believe I... Dresser and chest and high boys. I can't think of anything else, though, really.
Have you ever heard of a wardrobe?
Oh yeah, wardrobe, huh?
Is that similar?
That's similar to a chiffer robe. I mean, a wardrobe would be more hanging things all across it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a chiffer robe would be hanging on one side and drawers on the other side, and with maybe a little mirror at the top of the drawer side for it, like a dresser, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
or high chest or something.
At your windows, do you have things that you can? That are on rollers that you can...
Shades.
The room at the top of the house, just under the roof, is the what?
Attic.
The room that you cook in.
It's my kitchen.
Have you ever heard of that room, two kitchens, like a house with two kitchens? Have you heard